church Sunday morning, and I thank you guys for doing that. That blessed my heart more than I could possibly tell you. But there is something I want to encourage you with tonight. And tonight will probably be the one time in your life you hear a pastor say he's going to go short and he actually keeps his promise. I will be brief tonight. Terry came in and saw me on stage, knew something was wrong. She asked me if I wanted help to get to that first row of seats and sit there. I stood up to make it to that row of seats. Those of you who prayed over me or carried me that morning know that I had all the muscle tone of a bowl of Jell-O. I couldn't make it from here to there. I measured it Wednesday, where I'm sitting now, to that front row of seats. Is a little over 7 feet. No way I walked that on my own. Terry knew something was up. She saw something, but she wasn't sure what. So I shared with her on Wednesday morning. That Sunday night, I was lying in bed in the dark, berating myself, feeling very badly for having let you all down. When the Lord spoke to my heart, and he said, you did not cross that 7 feet alone. He said, I came and I carried you to those chairs to keep you from hurting yourself. He then spoke a word of encouragement to my heart and said, when the day comes that I call you home, he said, it will be just like that. You'll feel my arms around you and I will carry you to the other side. He said, I want you to have no fear whatsoever. In a moment, the Lord removed all remaining traces of fear from my heart. At the moment of death, someone will be there to carry me over. I have no doubts about that. Whether it was the Lord or an angel who carried me Sunday, I don't know. In the spiritual realm, they don't wear name tags. All I know is somebody picked me up and carried me over to those chairs. Terry said she saw me just move and just land in those chairs. I was thinking about God's hand upon your life and how safe you are in the hands of God. Whether it's a moment of life or a moment of dying, how absolutely, utterly safe you are. The passage came to mind was from the Song of Solomon. If you don't know where that is, split your Bible about in half. You'll probably land in Isaiah. The book before the book of Isaiah is the Song of Solomon. This is the Song of Solomon, chapter 8, verse number 3. It says this: His left hand is under my head, and his right hand embraces me. Think for a moment about what that looks like. His left hand is under my head. His right hand embraces me. That's how you hold someone when you draw them close to you. I am quite certain that's what it was like when the Lord drew Adam's yet lifeless body up from the dust, held him before him, and breathed life into him. That's what I felt that Sunday morning as I was carried to that front row of seats. I was quite securely carried in the hands of an angel or in the hands of the Lord. I don't know which, and I don't much care. All I know is I was very safe. And on my last day on this planet, I will be just as safe when I pass to the next world. I have no doubts about that. And I want to share that with you so that you will have no doubts either. Once you have given yourself to Jesus, you are in extremely good hands. And on the last day of your life on this planet, his left hand will be under your head and his right hand will embrace you, and you will be carried safely to your destination. God will. as well. I can't think of anything more encouraging to know in this life. The Lord has you in his hands, and he will never let you fall, never let you stumble. He will hold you securely until he presents you before his Father's throne in heaven. A great encouragement to me, and I wanted to pass it on and share it with you as well. Of this thing, I now have no doubt whatsoever. Don't you doubt him either. He holds you in his very hands. You are safe with Jesus. Isn't that a good thing to know? I promised I'd be brief. That's about as brief as I know how to be. There you go. Enough for one night, I think. Because that's what the Lord wanted me to tell you tonight. I'm finished.